Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 222. Isn't that in that song? Well, 22, at number 22. Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West. One of our favourites.
Oh, which anyway, is 111 times 2.
That means absolutely nothing, Mike. He's obviously been at the cricket or something. What's that got to do with it?
The one that jumps up and down when it's 111.
Oh, right. Now, how would I know this? Oh, Mike was first. Bit of cheating going on there. Oh, good evening, Jonathan. Honorary number one. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Under the calendar and then opens in a new browser window. Oh, no, it should be above the calendar. Calendar was put there for people who had no idea when we were live. I wonder if anybody's looking at it. Let me know. Hello, Anthony. In early tonight. Oh, so what have we all been up to? Can I save the URL for the future use? Oh, Jonathan, bad, bad boy. Can we actually disable it, Mike?
The URL?
It's turning into a nightmare.
The chat? Yeah, shall I switch it off?
No. I'll occupy Jonathan. That's what I'll do. I'll occupy him. Yeah.
Ask him if he's had a nap.
Oh, yes. Have you had a nap? Now, last week, you were 3 days in the prep and still didn't make it to the end of the show. I have something in tonight's show, and I'm going to do it at the beginning rather than the end, because I know you won't be there at the end. Anthony's been designing a booklet for a friend via Zoom. Bet that was fun. Oh, Pete's as high as a kite. Highly caffeinated and a bit excited. Two chapters left to edit. Pictures to source, get copyright for, and then an entire book will be finished. Well, you say that, Pete. Is anybody going to be proofreading and sending it back? Have you got an editor? Oh, no, we don't like editors. They always find something. It's under the calendar. Oh, right, let's have a look at that. It's not under the calendar for me. The calendar is under it. Now, I will admit, I am using the sidebar. Let me have a look at what Jonathan's got to say. Oh, dear. What browser are you in, Jonathan?
I was just going to ask him that.
It definitely shouldn't look like that. No, it shouldn't look like that. A mini nap and lots of coffee. Pete's the editor. Don't edit yourself, Pete. That way madness lies. Don't second guess yourself. So Anthony shared the screen. They couldn't work on the document together. Genius. That's Firefox. Okay, I'll have a look at it in Firefox and we'll see how we go. That's going to need the whole thing, isn't it? Don't get me going with Firefox. It lasts all of 2 seconds on my system before it crashes.
No, it's above the calendar in Firefox.
Jonathan's got an errant version. Right, let me check mine. We'll take a
Is that Firefox on a Mac?
It's above the calendar on mine as well. Have you narrowed it down, Jonathan? It's still above it. I don't know what you've done. You've broken it. It's working fine in Firefox for me. But if you've refreshed as well, it could be the cache. This is what, then you see, no good comes of trying to get in first, clearly, because now you've broken it for yourself. Firefox on a Mac. When I type, I get this. Okay, let's have a look at that one. I trust this is a salutary lesson for everybody else. Should just arrive and accept the chat wherever it is. Not refresh like crazy. That looks like you've actually gone through to the actual page. How would you get through to the page from here, Mike? Can you... Is it the profile?
No.
What does that do? Nothing. Now, that looks like you've actually managed to get through to the bare page. What we've done is, the chat service that we use, We've wrapped that page in our page, if you will, an iframe embed. So you shouldn't actually be seeing the Elaine Giles bit on it. but seeing as though you were refreshing every 3 seconds. See, you've broken it. I would suggest that's what's happened with it. Now, how do we fix that? Why don't you go back to macbytes.fm in the URL bar and try again, Jonathan. It's a caching issue. There you go. It's a caching issue. This is what happens. You upset it to such an extent and you still didn't get to be number one. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Right. Refresh your cache on just that site and it should solve the problem. There's always one, isn't there, Mike?
There
but
is.
I've not seen the menu. The calendar shoved between it, though, before. That's a new one. It's a new one, Jonathan. So, are we glad it's Friday? I'm glad it's Friday. It's been one of those weeks. Actually, something funny happened. During the afternoon yesterday, I was thinking to myself, I've not had the newsletter for the church, from the church for checking. And, you know, while I'm thinking that at 3:30, that's fine. 2:15 in the morning, I'd completely forgotten that I hadn't had it. When I get a mail from the parish secretary who's got out of bed because she realises she's not sent it for proofreading. So I thought, well, at least I'll get it done. So I'm in the middle of a session overnight as well. I had a 2:00 and I'm trying to do this at the same time. And there's this page and it's our second priest, isn't it? The retired one who's old enough to know better. He started writing a piece and it started off really funny, you know, back in March. They had ducks, didn't they, that had had ducklings and they were so sweet. Mm. And he was sending pictures and stuff and it was all great. He's holed up in a monastery, by the way, but there again, he's a priest, so no great loss there. So for the past, would you say, what, 2 months? This piece that comes in every week in the newsletter has got worse and worse in terms of...
Maudlin.
He's had enough of it and he's a people person and he doesn't like this and he doesn't like that. And I'm reading it thinking, God, I wasn't depressed till I read this. So I did the proofreading of it, took out all the spelling mistakes and stuff, sent it on. Well, every week since then, I get to this page and I'm like, oh, God, you know, have we got something on the ducks? No, we've not. Every week it's been more maudlin than the one before. So I comes to check it this week. Oh, I thought at the end of it, shall I put the phone number for the Samaritans? He's not enjoying lockdown, shall we say that? But, you know, I'm reading it and it's like, and it's not good for this and it's not good for that. And da, 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 da. And I'm like, just a minute. You're a priest. When you're a priest, I think it's incumbent upon you to, like, look on the bright side. All things happen for a reason and all that, you know. We're healing the earth. Even the Pope said that. Mind you, I don't know what the Pope's on because he's also gone for same-sex relationships as well at the minute, hasn't he? So obviously some wacky-backy at the Vatican somewhere. But what about the people who found life as difficult as he is finding life now before lockdown? Because they weren't people, and they had to deal with people or anything like that. No sympathy for them whatsoever, just saying. So I did a quick spell check on it and called it done and thought, I can't read anymore. Oh. Have you fixed it, Jonathan? That's all that matters. Well, I go on about our priest. I haven't put that on the website yet either. Well, actually, no, he's not our priest, is he?
He's sort of our priest.
He sort of is. He's retired and his family come from up here. So being that he is the level of a bishop, he can go wherever he likes and be a priest. So he's our second in command. But he wasn't very well a couple of years ago now, wasn't it? Over Christmas, a couple of years ago. So he would have to shield anyway. So he's not left the monastery and he's not enjoying it. I'm questioning whether my dad is my real dad, though. Oh, good grief, Jonathan! Upon what basis? What's he done? He's not upset Mummy Isaacs, has he? Because that's never wise. He's not bought a motorbike or painted the front door white. Oh, if he did that and Mummy Isaacs came back, there would be big trouble. Big trouble. Do let us know. So that was my excitement overnight. Session went on longer than it should have done.
He ordered an iPhone 12.
Not opened the box.
Maybe he's doing an unboxing video.
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he's a special guest tonight as a surprise during an unboxing. He's going to keep it until Sunday. Oh, Jonathan, is it because... You see, I happen to know this. Is it because it's the Sabbath? There you go. He wouldn't know how to do an unboxing video. Oh, but it's the Sabbath. So he's leaving it until Sunday when it's not. There you go. That'll be the reason. Either that or Mummy Isaac's put a foot down. One or the other. He must have massive willpower. Either that or Mummy Isaac's behind him. One or the other. Well, he managed to order one and get it there on release day. That's quite impressive. Just saying, quite impressive. Mum wants him to open it.
She obviously doesn't get unboxing videos either.
Time has to be taken with an unboxing video, I feel. But really, wow, she's been nagging him to get a new phone for 2 years. Has she got a newer phone? That's the important thing. So why has he gone for this one? Was it just that this is the 12 and he was on the 6 and you know it's about time? Or was there more to it than that? We need to know these things. Oh, she got the 11 last year with you. She's in sync with you, is she? Thank you. We got the 11. Oh, I remember that day well when it turned up really late. And I was almost in my finery, wasn't I?
You were.
Because we had to go out. Those were the days. Wouldn't happen now, would it? Oh, no. So now would be a good time to get an iPhone, actually. But probably not. Oh, hello, Kim. The guy is here fixing the furnace. What, you've let somebody in? A trusty.
Hope he's all masked up.
Well, I was going to say masked up, but I'm thinking actually he needs to be wearing a spacesuit. Because that's pretty much what I wanted the Virgin Man to do when he arrived. And that was before lockdown, wasn't it? 17th. 17th of March, we let him in. But I was at least 5 metres away wearing a mask, carrying a cross and some garlic. Oh, dear. So, what's everybody been up to? Let me know. Last dinner, not listening yet because I'm still working. Oh, Simon. That's bad planning,
so that's
isn't
what
it?
Simon's up to.
He's in the garage. Best place, Kim. No one gets in the house. Excellent. Mike just picked Lola up and put her on my lap, didn't you?
Yes.
She didn't like that, did she?
Well, she didn't mind it.
Well, she didn't complain as vehemently as she might have done.
She sat on the sofa at lunchtime.
Ah, but she... Well, what's she been like today? She's making up for lost time when she was poorly. Because she had breakfast, didn't she? A barking fest, which I heard through my headphones. Then she had a lunch with Mike. Then when Mike went into a meeting and I was in the office, she comes in and she starts grumbling. It's like a low growl, a kind of... And there's no shutting her up. It's like, I'm hungry, feed me. So I gave her... What did she have first? Ranchos. Those things we got cheap last week in the Prime Day sale. She likes those, but preferably the whole packet. So she had a couple of those. And then I got out a dentist stick. And she retired with a dentist stick. But you've got to keep your eye on her. Because although she does want this food, and she does a very good impression of being completely starving. What did she do with that jumbo the other day, Mike?
That jumbo's probably weeks old. I was making the bed last night. I don't do it often. But the...
Hence it could be weeks old.
Yeah. Mm. But the sheets were all...
Oh, come on, you make the bed every day. I've seen you. Because if you don't, she unmakes it.
No, I throw the quilt over it every day.
That's making the bed, Mike.
But I did it properly last night. I sorted the sheets out. And under the sheet, I found a jumbo that had little tooth marks in it and was all soggy and was obviously weeks old.
Oh, Lola.
So she'd been hiding it.
She was just putting her teeth marks in it so people knew it was hers and keeping it for later in case she was peckish. There you go. What was wrong with Lola? Oh, she got... I would say it was a tummy bug. She wasn't well at all. Not well at all. In fact, Mike actually came in at one point, woke me up and said, I think we need a vet. And that went on for about four or five days. Mm. So we'd all reached the conclusion she needed a vet in the end. But she got over it. But it seems to be something going around at the moment. Other dogs have had it as well. So I would say it's some kind of gastrointestinal problem. She wasn't actually sick, was she?
No.
No, but there was lots of action at the other end, Pete. I'll leave the rest to your imagination.
She did try to retch a couple of times.
She was just completely out of sorts, yeah, though, wasn't she? I mean, she was still trying to play, bless her, but just not with it at all. And she didn't want to eat. So she was eating like tiny little bits. So what we did was we took her off all her dog food and just gave her plain chicken. Tracy recommended rice, but she wasn't overly keen on that. And then I said, because at this stage she didn't really want to drink either, so I said, let's try some ice cream. This was about day four. She ate all the ice cream, and the next day she was okay. What's Barney been up to? Barney's in a sulk. He was in his bed in my office. You were on the phone. Went into the Zoom. He went into his bed in the bedroom. You were disturbing his peace. Do you know, that's what they do. Honestly. Dogs have a way of just looking at you, don't they? As though, oh, honestly, I'm going to have to move. Do you know when Maya did that most? He'd be lying there and there would be this noise. Wouldn't there, Mike? A noise.
Yeah, a siren.
No. Bear with me, Mike.
Oh, right.
The dog would be lying there, minding his own business. There would be a noise, a recognisable noise, that Mike and I would look at each other and go, that's the dog. About 30 seconds later, the dog would stand up, sniff, look disdainfully at the two of us, and then walk out the room and leave us with the smell that he'd made. He would swear blind it wasn't him, it was us. Lola doesn't do that. She's a good girlie, isn't she?
She is a good girl.
She's a good girl. Simon's in. Yay! Hello, Simon. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Fancy working till this time on a Friday. Was it on good stuff or stuff that had to be finished by Friday? I don't like stuff that has to be finished by Friday. Mind you, I've had a challenge this week, as Jonathan well knows. Yes, because it was, there's a new Snaggy Toe! Yay! And then it was, what new features? Crickets. Crickets. And I'm looking at it thinking, well, you wouldn't have a new number, would you, if there wasn't something new? Scratches around. They had a webinar on. They had this webinar planned for the day after the new release. And I had booked on it, knowing full well it was the day it was due to be released, or the day after. So I goes to this video. Did I see the thing?
Kiva is afraid of farts.
Yeah, Maya wasn't overly keen. So... No, I'd moved on from that, wasn't it? No, I was on this video. So I thought, right, let's have a look at this video that they did to coincide with the new release. 7 minutes in. And all we'd had was, my name's X and my name's Y. We've got some questions you could answer. And I thought, get on with it, get on with it. Get on. 7 minutes. So after the 7 minutes, I thought, right, features. No new features mentioned. And they said, we're not going to cover the new features. We're going to have another webinar for that in 2 weeks. And I thought, but it's out now. Do you not know what the new features are? And I thought, in that case, you're the same as the rest of us, because neither do we. But I found them. Yeah, I'm not as excited as I was hoping I would be. Let's put it like that, Jonathan. Oh, poor Kiva. Poor Kiva. We're on a walk. She jumped from the sound. Maya was convinced it wasn't him. He literally would look down his nose at you as though, oh, how could you disturb me like that? Get up and walk out. And I swear he did not know it was him. But Lola knows she's a little saint. Never heard, never smelt. So she's just an angel.
Silent but deadly.
Well, she could be, but no, I think she's been very good. Simon fancies a cocktail. You want a cocktail, you have a cocktail. Right, so Jonathan's struggling to get excited, hoping After Hours will show me the hidden amazing features. I've got a few hidden features. Are they amazing? You know, one of those updates where it's just like, oh, that's nice. That. Yes, think Mrs. Brown. That's nice. Yes, that's all we've really got. There are a few new features. One of them in particular is like, yeah, that is actually quite useful. But what gets me is I cannot understand releasing it. I mean, they knew, like, I mean, I can tell you when next year's is going to be released, if you like, because they guarantee if you buy it on release day, you will get the next one free if you take maintenance. So it's got to be 364 days later. So I know exactly when next year's is going to be released. Thus, so do they. If they know, then surely they need to have a cut-off a month before for the features. And that gives them enough time to make some videos about the new features that are there on release day. That would make sense. But not only are the new features, there's no videos about them, there's no certification course with videos about the new features, there isn't even any a text-based list telling you what the new features are. There is nothing. Trust me, I've been all over the thing. There is nothing. I'm guessing it will come with this webinar in 2 weeks, which I think is booked out already. Not surprisingly, because it's... I was just going to say it's not in the help file. It is in the help file, if you know where to look. But you'd need to know what the new features were before you could find them in the help file. Which, not helpful. See what I did there? Not helpful. Right. Is the new Snagit really worth me spending more money on? Do you have maintenance, Kim? The maintenance, I think, is £12. You're disappointed and you paid the maintenance of around £10. Can't imagine paying the full upgrade price. If you were paying the full upgrade price, I probably wouldn't. Put it like this. In fact, well, there's two reasons that you would upgrade, isn't there? There's new features and there's compatibility with your operating system. So if it was critical that you had compatibility with your operating system, then I would do it for that reason. I don't think with this one it actually is. And I know Kim's not going further than where she is anyway until a new machine. So from that perspective, compatibility with your operating system isn't really an issue. In terms of features, unless one of the things that I show you is like, oh, that floats my boat, I've been waiting for that since forever, then no, there really isn't that much to it. No maintenance. See, I did pay for maintenance. I think my maintenance is due the end of November. I think I took the trial before I did the maintenance. So mine's due a little bit after Jonathan's. But would I pay the full upgrade price? Probably not. Probably not. Unless one of these features really floats your boat. What I was hoping for isn't really there. They've sort of done a little bit in that regard, but not much. So there's nothing that you can point to and say, that's a new tool. That's a new feature. They've tinkered with what they've got. If you're a Windows user, they've actually made more of an upgrade. So the thumbnail track that we Mac users have at the bottom has been a Mac feature for ages. And they do drop off the end. So you have this thumbnail track that has kind of 20 in it or something. What a lot of people don't know is that you can clear that and you can load into it specific images from the library so you can work with them. And that's always been that way. The extra feature you've always had on a Mac is that you can drag and drop images out of the thumbnail track, which I've always thought was a fantastic feature. I just assumed the Windows version did that, but apparently it doesn't. Or it doesn't up to this version. So one of the things that they can legitimately say the Windows version now has is compatibility, or at least at the same level, the Mac version with the thumbnail track. So there's probably more features if you are a Windows user than a Mac user. They actually said in this thing, it's new for Windows, but don't worry, Mac users, you know, you've already had this feature for a good few years. So they're just playing catch up. So I think maybe this time they focused on providing catch up for the Windows side rather than great new features. But there's a couple of things I can show you. But I'm wandering around with it thinking this is ridiculous. This is a whole new version. This is not a point update. Sometimes you get a point update for an app like Affinity Designer and they add the most amazing features. This is a full main update and I'm scratching around looking for stuff. It's not good. Deb has dragged and dropped from the film strip all the time in Snagit. I presume that's on Windows. Well, I'm not sure what the feat... They definitely said they had upgraded it. Is it the right click on it? Can you decide what format you get when you drag out of it? There was a limitation with it by comparison to the Mac version. Because Mike was using it on Windows and I said, well, why don't you just do X, Y and Z? And he went, it doesn't support that. And we tried it and it didn't, but from memory, I'm not 100% sure what that actually was, but it was something to do with the thumbnail. The way I have it configured, I drag and drop from the thumbnail track as PNG. And when I do a save as, I get a JPEG. So it could have been the format, but there was definitely some difference to it. But I was hoping for more in the way of customization and creating PDF documents. Or even exporting. I know you can export to Word, but I don't particularly want to export one image to Word. I want to do more than that. Now maintenance-wise, I think you'd have to buy another version, wouldn't you? Before you qualify for maintenance, that's another annoying. I was hoping for Snagit to equal Clarify. I hoped for that last year, and when I read the preview, I thought, oh yes, you know, it's got that feature, and I dived into it and it's like, no, that's not good. That's not good. It just didn't have the flexibility that I needed at all. I did think once they'd implemented that, they may take it further, but it's still not Clarify, unfortunately. The drag and drop of the images, you know, it scales them and there's just not enough control. Not enough control, not in the way that I would like it. Why don't you give them an overview of what you're going to be doing tonight? Have you totally forgotten?
No, I haven't. I'm going to be showing the Brooklyn's request tracker. So we've got a spreadsheet, as most of you know, which has all the requests in it that come in during the week and on the night. And we want to be able to query it. But the best way of querying it is not in Google Sheets, which is where it is originally. It is in Excel. So I'll be doing some power querying. And then answering lots of questions like, what has Kim requested? And what has Jonathan requested? And give me a list of all the songs that Tracy has requested. And how many times have we played Neil Diamond? And all those kind of interesting questions. So that is what we have coming up in After Hours. Real world demo with real world data.
Are you going to say real world problems?
Well, there is real world problems.
I know how many times we've played Neil Diamond. Oodles. Oodles. Have I requested something? Good grief, Jonathan. Age is a terrible thing, isn't it? And he isn't even 31 yet.
If you can stay up, Johnny, then you will see how many of you've requested.
Ooh! So why on my Apple Watch, when I walk for over an hour, does it register only 15 minutes? Oh, Kim, that's a classic with me.
I had that problem.
It's to do with the calibration of it. Initially, when you get your watch, it isn't calibrated, and it calibrates itself over the first sort of week or two. Mike's had it where you're out. In fact, the two of us have, haven't we? Where we've been out walking together at next to each other at the same speed. And Mike's will say like 32 minutes and mine will say 8. It needs recalibrating. There is a way to recalibrate it.
I just use Open Goal now.
That is a way to do it. You choose which exercise type and then choose Open Goal, and then it just leaves it open while you do what you do, and it doesn't stop until you stop it. But if you set it to like, you know, Track My Walk, it often makes a big mistake. Yeah, I would say it can be 75% off.
I used to do Outdoor Walk, and then I put it down to the fact she wanted to stop every 10 seconds to sniff something.
No, it's to do with the calibration. It calibrates over the first few weeks of you owning it. I'd say 1 to 2. And probably, I mean, mine used to be really accurate. On my watch 1, it was really, no, watch 2 I had, it was really accurate. Watch 3 was shocking. I would say 4 is better, but it's not, it doesn't pick up the fact that you're walking. In fact, sometimes I said to Mike, let's just test it. I actually have to be in the car. I mean, this is a long time ago. I actually have to be in the car and say, right, Outdoor Walk. And if the car's going along at like, you know, 10 miles an hour, it'll think you're walking. Other than that, it won't. It's to do with the calibration. Let's see, because I remember.
See you, Pete. Mrs. T, Simon has joined in on the request thing.
Oh.
He's sent one or two things in. Not Patrick Stewart.
How many songs does that involve, Mrs. Simon? Because my mum used to like 2 from Joseph Locke, didn't she? Mm. Hence him being known by my dad as Toogon. Because she only liked the... Well, she was quite happy listening to the rest of it, but she particularly liked these two songs. So is it that Simon has a whole range of these songs to go out? Or are you being subjected to the same ones over and over? Right, calibration, Apple Watch. I recalibrated mine. It was a little bit better, but I wouldn't say it was perfect. But this is the thing I went through. You basically have to like retrain it. So that's the thing I focused on. You do have to tell, well, you can reset the calibration data without actually resetting anything else. And I was particularly interested in the Outdoor Walk part of it. Because like Mike, I mean, the speed you go with Lola, it should pick it up that that's a walk.
True.
The difference between an Open Goal and an Outdoor Walk is an Outdoor Walk, you'll get a map of it. Whereas with an Open Goal, you won't. So it would be better if you could tell it, I am walking, and it just understood you, instead of leaving it to actually find it. But I take your point, it doesn't count as exercise minutes, which is criminal. It's not as accurate as it could be, let's put it like that. And Anthony says it has to do with your heart rate too. If you have to get your heart rate over a certain level for it to register. Not good for me, I'm on beta blockers. You have to keep your heart rate low. That could also have been my issue. My heart rate has certainly gone up since lockdown. But it's usually quite low. So it's not unusual for mine to be low 50s, high 40s, normally, without beta blockers. At the moment, every time a letter comes through the door and it's somebody stupid wanting something even more stupid, it shoots up to about 80. But yeah, it could be that. But I think it should know, because it's got geo data. It knows you were in point A and now you're in point B, and it only took you X amount of time to get there. Ergo, you were probably moving. And it doesn't seem to recognise that at all. I agree with you, Anthony. I think there's some incantation of magic with it as to how it works it out. But I don't think it's that accurate. Which is bizarre, because the EKG ECG thing was fairly accurate, as we found out with Tracy and Tracy's daughter-in-law. So how can that be bang on when it can't work out you've just walked half a mile? I don't understand that. But there you go. This is Apple for you. My desk is covered with post-it notes. This is either a good sign or a bad sign. The way it feels at the moment, it's a bad one. It's going to have to be cleared by 9 o'clock. What have I got on it? I've got sizes of pages in GoodNotes. I've got the running order. I've no idea what that meant. Oh, yes, I know that was something to do. And then I've got a stack stacked on top of one another. Now, the stack that's stacked on top of one another is quite interesting. That was long-term stuff. One of which, Kim might like this. Notion 2021, the series. We'll like we did with Notion 2020. Deb, that is low. Wow, 37, you're an athlete. You're an athlete. I need to get a glass post-it board. Jonathan, I might need a big whiteboard for them. So many of them. Now, one set is there for me to put big red ticks through when I've done them for the show. That's another follow-up from something else. So, yes, there's stacks of them. They get put in stacks and moved around. One of them was a question that I needed to reply to with somebody who had a question about Keynote. Guess what the answer is? You can't do that with Keynote. Supplemental answer? Yes, you can do it with PowerPoint. But we know what Keynote's like. That guy I told you about when I was on that course and he did this session and Keynote at his slides, he's still using PowerPoint. He's not been back since. But like I said to you last week, Keynote at some of my slides, and it was so subtle, it was one section that disappeared.
Freddie Starr at my hamster.
Yeah, Keynote at my slides, and I didn't notice. Naughty, naughty. Oh, what can you do with it? Oh, Kim's excited. This is the Notion 2021, I take it. I think we'll go back completely to scratch, because what I could actually do now, I was using the MacBytes one and there was a limit, wasn't there, of, was it 1,000 blocks? And I was importing things and I couldn't import that much. So I've actually created a whole series of bulk importers. So I can import days and journals and quarters and all kinds of stuff. We even have MacBytes bulk importers and Brooklyn's bulk importers, don't we? You do still need to apply a template, but it's far quicker and more accurate to get stuff in. While I was doing one of these bulk import things, I'm like, the number's not right. It's off by one. And I'm working backwards thinking, when did it go off by one? And I realised I'd put a date in, which was probably this week, something like the 21st. And I'd put of September, not October. Because in my mind, it's still March, just saying. So once I'd corrected that, I could see that it all lined up perfectly and then I could do the bulk import. So I imported 300 items. It's just far quicker. But you need like to know the rules of how to create the bulk importer so it's accurate. And it's worked well, hasn't it?
Mm.
So yeah. My first job was to import 900 items, which was way quicker than making 900 items, I can assure you. Even when it was three blocks of 300 and they were all linked to each other. The fact they were there meant down the line, you know, I might hook up 10 to get going with. And then down the line, I would hook up the rest of them as we go in blocks of 10 or something like that. But now there's no limit. I just wouldn't need to do it on my account. So I could actually do it on a standalone account because there's no limit and I wouldn't particularly need to share it, would I? Oh, Notion 2021. Should we do it heading up to Christmas, ready for next year? Or should we not start until January? Because I can't help thinking a lot of people want it ready for the 1st of January. Let me know. You had to set it for elite athlete. Yeah, I've no idea what mine was. Probably couch potato. Is there a setting of moves every now and then, Deb? Apart from my bike. So what else have we got planned for the new year? Have you got anything particular with Excel?
No.
Oh, weren't you doing some kind of monthly planner? Well, a yearly planner, but with stripes for the days. Or was I hallucinating? I think it was a template from Office. And you said you could do that better than that. He's totally forgotten.
No, I did that on After
Not
Hours.
Got a clue.
I think. No, that was the to-do list, wasn't it? That was who puts the garbage out. This man just left and Kiva had Zoomies. Lola had Zoomies.
Way to go, Kiva. Get him off the premises. Poor Kiva. May never liked anybody on the premises, did he?
No.
No, he
barked
liked
and
to...
Barked and barked.
He would. He would march round the wall of the garden and the fences. So we'd say he was monitoring the estate, making sure that everybody had gone. He didn't like the bin men because they were taking things away. He didn't like the milkman, even though the milkman didn't actually come here because we would buy from a supermarket. But he just didn't like the fact that the milkman had this like electric vehicle. So he didn't make that much noise about it, but he was moving and may have liked things that moved. So I reckon he'd have been all right if they'd given him a ride. But the bin men, oh, that was a farce every week, wasn't it? Got to take the dog out. Either before the bin men arrive or after the bin men have been. But he mustn't see the bin men because he'll start. Oh, he would have had the Zoomies with them. Wouldn't he now?
He would.
Oh, by the way, I happened to be up at 1:01. And you know what happened then? They actually had a countdown while Greater Manchester went into Tier 3 lockdown. It was like it was New Year or something.
So Scotland's got 5 now.
Yes, Scotland have now got 5 tiers. Mm. They have a tier 0, which means, you know, move along, nothing to see. And then they have a 1, a 2 and a 3 that match up with our 1, a 2 and a 3. And then they have a 4 and a 4, but they don't have a 5. Now, there is a reason that they don't have a 5, and that's because theirs starts at 0. Do they have to make it so complicated? Or is it just me? Wales tonight at 6 o'clock went into a total lockdown. So they are literally back where we were in March when you couldn't leave the house, which I think is... That must be so difficult for people there. They have had a little bit of notice. But what I do find strange is that the shops are open, including supermarkets, but they can only sell... What do they call it? Not critical stuff.
Essential.
Essential stuff. So on that basis, is a cake essential? Because I wouldn't want to get between a woman and a cake, personally.
Just for me.
Or chocolate. I mean, where do you draw the line?
That's definitely essential.
What's essential and what's not? And as they asked one woman, and she said, you know, I want to decide what's essential for me. And I thought, she's got a point. So we'll have to find out. Hello, Tracy. You think you're the last one in? Never mind. Anthony, I've got to agree with you. You get the impression someone said, let's follow the English system. No, we can't do that. We're Scottish. Let's add a level before and a level after. It does seem like that because hence the level 0. But the one above ours, which is like basically a lockdown. They do in Scotland have scope for not going to a national lockdown. Because if you think about the islands and the highlands, their rate will not be the same as Glasgow and Edinburgh and Aberdeen, where all the students are. There's no way it ever would be. So there is this higher level, but who will ever get put into it, we don't know. But I think this is going to rumble on till well into next year. There's no way this is going to be sorted by Christmas. And I'm also wondering with people, why people are obsessed with Christmas. Have I missed something? I mean, if you've been in lockdown and you've not seen your family in that long, the fact it's Christmas or not, you just want to see them anyway. Why would Christmas exacerbate the whole thing, or have I missed something? This is what I need to know. I mean, as a Christian, Christmas means something to me. But for other people, does it really make much difference if they don't celebrate Christmas anyway? Or has it just become like a national holiday and they want to have a national holiday? Because, you know, you can have a national holiday, you just can't leave home. That's the point. Let's find out. Oh, Tracy's cooking as well. What's she having? Tracy always has amazing food, doesn't she? We have some counties that have not had a case of COVID. I'm sure there must be places in Scotland that haven't, because they're so remote. I was watching a documentary about this case. It was a criminal appeal case. And they had this thing called either the Dark Island or the Black Island. And I'd never heard of it. And one of the things in the case was how far away he was on the day in question. And it said he was 350 miles away. And I thought, good grief, he must have been in London. And no, he was in the northeast of England, like Middlesbrough, Newcastle way. But this island that they were talking about was in the bay, somewhere up Inverness way. And the round trip would have been 350 miles. And I thought, it's bigger than you would think. But this village only had in it, I think it was like 120 people. It'd be quite difficult with 120 people to have a rate that was that bad. So hence the levels. Whether the levels will work or not, totally different business. Wales are in full lockdown. Ireland are going into full lockdown next week. Scotland just have to have more levels than we've got, and then we've got Boris. Say no more. So anything could be happening. Only got in, so leftovers and an omelette. We usually have an omelette and leftovers on a Friday or a Saturday. Some families have get-togethers for Christmas. I appreciate that they do, but given the circumstances, is it a crisis if they waited a bit? That's my point. It's not like... I like that those friends of ours who had to put the wedding off.
Mm.
You know, there's a lot of planning goes into a wedding. Luckily, if there is any saving grace from it, it was a small wedding, which could have gone ahead as soon as... But they then left it until we were virtually in another lockdown. So the sheer worry of it. But once that original day, be it Christmas or a wedding day or somebody's birthday, isn't happening, then I would just question, is that as important as making sure you're alive for New Year? But people are really kicking up a stink over Christmas, as if that was the only time they ever saw their family anyway. Which I guess for some people it is. It depends where they live. But I'm not seeing us getting out of this for Christmas. And you know, what if they did? What if they said, right, we'll have an amnesty over Christmas. You can go where you like and do what you like. Then I'm not looking forward to January. I think they might. Or is he stupid enough to do that?
True.
At least in Scotland, they've said prepare for a digital Christmas. I presume they mean zooming in. Not a crisis, but a definite hankering for a family reunion. I think people are already missing people, desperately. If you are a people person, or there's particular people you would really love to meet and hug and stuff, you're missing that already, whether it's Christmas or not. And I can't help being suspicious with the politicians as to why they're pushing Christmas at us, as though we'll take anything up to Christmas to keep us quiet so we can have some semblance of a Christmas. But just logically, it doesn't make any sense. Today they were comparing occupancy of high dependency beds, and they came up with the figures. In one hospital of 27 were occupied at the height of the first peak. And in that same hospital today, 25 are occupied. Another one was 19 today, 21 at the height of it. So although what seems to be happening now is instead of just giving you bald figures and leaving you to deal with it, they're doing this kind of, these are the figures. Oh, but if we look at it this way, it's not as bad. And then they'll look at it another way and they'll say, this is worse. And they're just confusing people. And Boris has said he's hopeful we can have family Christmas celebrations. Do you believe him, Mrs. Simon? Oh, I had a fantastic link for Simon. I'll send it to him. It was a video I stumbled across on YouTube. And I'm watching it and I'm thinking, this has got Simon's name written all over it. The language was choice. I'll have to dig it out. Get it to him. They're going to try and make it sound not like Christmas ever by calling it an Australian stamp Christmas. Yeah, you mean it'll be in July? Okay, Jonathan, see you in an hour. You believe he will do whatever he thinks is best for his own career? Well, there's a track record of that, isn't there? Yep, we will have Christmas in July. We'll have to see how it goes, I guess. But I'm personally not hopeful. I'm not seeing it. I am not seeing it. I think he'll just buffoon around, half listening to the science, half not listening to the science. He'll close anything but the schools and universities, which if you look at where the outbreaks are, funnily enough, they've all got universities. Why they couldn't have learnt from home, I don't know. Because in my day, you had to go to lectures and you had to go to seminar groups as well. But I know from seeing videos on YouTube that these days, the lectures are optional. And I thought, what do you mean lectures are optional? But then I thought, well, yeah, they would be because the students are paying for them. And they are available online in a system very similar to one Jonathan used to use, called PearNote. And it had slides and a video of the tutor and a notes area all online. So you actually have a choice whether you go to these lectures live or whether you just access them online. And you have access to both. It's up to you. So given that that was already in place, why did the university students have to go to university? I know it's all about the experience, but at the moment, why did they all have to go to university? That could have waited. They could have been educated online. That would have been the best thing to do, apart from the courses where you need to use equipment in labs. There is that about it, Anthony, but the one that I was thinking of in particular that I have seen on YouTube is medicine. And I'd have thought there was a practical aspect to that. But they're doing medicine online. Obviously, at some point, medical students are going to need to have access to people, to patients, as are dentists. Vets would need access to animals. But there are also a lot of courses where it's not needed and it could have kept it down. Could have done some good. It wouldn't have done any harm anyway, would it? I did think about the ones in labs with testing and I wondered how much of that actually goes on in an average kind of chemistry degree. And I have no idea. I know nobody who did that kind of science subject. None at all. So I couldn't really tell you. But when you see what they can do online, and it was a choice really for these students to save time travelling to and from lectures. It wasn't an acknowledgement that it wasn't better to be there in person, because obviously if it's a recording, you can't ask a question. Not that I remember much in my lectures, questions were encouraged, they weren't. But it seems it's okay to provide online to save them travelling time, but not to save getting infected. Who knows? We'll find out the figures in the end. Figures today weren't great. And they'll doubtless be... Oh, no, they won't be worse tomorrow. Oh, actually, they might. They might go up tomorrow. But there's always a thing over the weekend. So we're never quite sure. But I'm sure at some point we'll actually find out. Well, I'm going to go and head off. I've got to clear this desk or I'm not going... I can't see the monitor at the moment. So I'm going to have to clear that ready for tonight at 9 o'clock. Because it's Two Show Friday. And I've got lots of things I need to line up, etc., including, you heard it here first, I need some cameras for an unboxing. And if I don't have any cameras for an unboxing, there won't be an unboxing. So I'm going to go off and sort it out and install the cameras and see you at 9 o'clock. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.